I'm with Master Showman Erica McQuirt from the Goat Club, and you had a great show yesterday, so why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
So I did honestly have a phenomenal show yesterday. It was pretty great seeing all my hard work come through and actually win something that I've been dying to win, which was Master Showman again, and also winning the Grand Full Blood, Grand Percentage, and Grand Commercial Dough. So I was pretty excited.
Do you have enough wall space for all those banners that you walked away with?
Well, we built a new barn just for that. So in our barn, we have most of our banners from, like, the national shows and regional shows and county fair. So when our show goats go in that barn, they can see all their hard work.
Yeah, I know what you mean. We did the same thing, and we even have we had a bowl because we showed cattle that would actually dance every time we'd hang a new banner up. So it got to be pretty funny. I know you also do gardening as well. In fact, you guys have some of the most amazing produce that I've ever seen come into the building. So why don't you talk a little bit about that project too?
My dad's probably smiling ear to ear right now hearing you say that. But so we do have about a 3-acre garden. We plant a lot of produce, and that's pretty much my dad's baby. So we do the Zionsville Farmers Market, and he was super excited. He was like, "Erica, go out and pick what you want. You know, I have my favorite, which is happens to be the purple cauliflower, but I want you to look at it first." And I go out there, and this thing's huge. And I was like, "I was going to pick this small one over here." He's like, "I mean, it's up to you, but..." So, yeah, it was pretty exciting. He walked in there, and he was like, "Ah, sweepstakes!"
Did you guys weigh that before you brought it in? Because I know you guys have brought, like, 35-pound cabbages in before, so...
He actually didn't weigh that one, but we did weigh the cabbage the year I brought it, and he likes to take credit for that one, but that was all mine.
I grew up with your dad, so to see him doing something like that, believe me, it kind of blows my mind. And yes, Rick, I did say that on air. But this is 4-H. You're a 9-year member. You got one more year. What do you want to tell kids that, you know, maybe are on the fence or not sure what they want to do in 4-H? Maybe they're just starting out. Give them some advice from your 9 years of experience.
Don't be afraid to take chances. My biggest thing is that when Mackenzie and I started out showing, we would get participation ribbons, and I would literally be so excited, get last place, and I'd still be like, "This is awesome." And I never realized that until I started getting better livestock, actually looking into genetics, and I started realizing that it's exciting even when you're young to just get a ribbon. And so don't be afraid to necessarily fail. So get back up and show what you want to show.
Exactly. What's your future plans?
I'm looking to go to Purdue and study, like, ag business or going to, like, business management and then going to pre-law.
Somehow that doesn't surprise me. Well, I know you've got to get in the ring just as anxious to go in and watch as I am, because now you have to go study. You got to study 5 animals. So how are you going to prep for that for Supreme Showman on Friday night?
So my amazing manager, Jennifer Carpenter, is a phenomenal horse showman, so she's going to help me with horses, and Jake Shoup is helping me with the pigs, but I'm also here to watch. And for the llamas, I haven't quite found somebody yet, but I'm going to ask somebody today. And then for cattle, I have somebody in another county that's wanting to help me, and same with another pig showman over there, so we'll see.
It makes a difference when everybody kind of reaches out and helps out. So, well, congratulations again. Thanks for stopping by, and good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Melissa and Erica. I'll go ahead and bring Emily over here now. So we've got Emily Eaton here. She is the 4-H Council President. I may switch sides with you here, Melissa, if we can. We'll play musical chairs here for just a second. Thank you for your help. Emily, good morning, and thanks for stopping by this morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So tell us a little bit about what your job entails, as I know there's a lot goes into this, and I know it's not just you, is it?
No, it's not. As the 4-H Council, we work very closely with our Extension educator, Karen Crum, and we put on this fair yearly, and we work together. And this week for the fair, it's not just fair week. We actually have projects that were judged previously last week, so that's another big part of it. And we're always looking for volunteers to come and help any part of the fair. You can come and help set up, or even just be here to watch, monetary donations, anything like that. Anything is appreciated.
So we always need help with volunteers, as a lot of groups do, but that's a good way for adults to maybe get involved if they may not have kids or their kids are grown and they're just looking for a little something to do to help the community.
Yes. I didn't go through 4-H as a kid, so my first experience was this council, and then my kids got involved, so anybody can come and help out even if they're not familiar with it.
What's the best way, best advice you may have for somebody who maybe has a couple young kids or one kid and they're not for sure what they want to do? They may live in town and not have an easy capability to have an animal but want to do some projects. Where do you start?
Sure. We have a wide variety of projects up in the Edward Jones Community 4-H building. A wide variety, from foods, cake decorating, electric, even weather, beekeeping, anything that they have an interest in, we probably have a project for. So if they are interested, they can contact our extension office or Karen Crum. Mm-hmm. So I would just say if you're interested in something, we probably have a project for it, and to contact us.
I know if you have animals, that's almost a year-round thing, but what about these projects? Is this something that somebody could do to where it doesn't consume an entire year for the projects, like you said, that isn't an animal project or livestock?
Yes, well, in our house, we have, I think, 9 total projects between my 2 children, and some of them are completed very last minute.
Sure.
So it is very capable of having not as much time commitment.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
So you just encourage everybody. I know that you've done some outreach in the schools. Is that right?
Yes. Karen, our extension educator, she's went into schools, and Bethany Purley is also another one of our program assistants in the office, and they've been doing a lot of outreach in the schools. My children go to Clinton Central. I know they've been very involved there, and as well as the other area schools.
A lot of people don't realize, the public doesn't realize, how fortunate we are to have the council and everybody that actually gets along and has the same goal, because that's not the case in every county. A lot of times there's egos involved and stuff, but we've got a heck of a crew here on both sides, don't we?
Yes, our 4-H council actually consists of 21 members,
oh my
so
gosh.
We have a very large council, and we work very well together, and along with the fair council, we were able to mesh everything together and work nicely together.
You say 21 people, that sounds like 21 problems.
It does sound, and our meetings do sometimes last rather long, but we do come together during this week, and it's always a success.
So I think it's important, too, because it's not about just livestock and swine or goats or llamas. You'd mentioned it, but we really want to encourage people to stop by. It's Clinton Hall where most of the projects are.
Those are the open class projects, okay. And then our 4-H projects are in the Edward Jones Community Building.
Okay, and that's each night? You can just kind of leisurely go through at your own pace?
Yep, it's open daily from 2 to 9.
All right. Anything else you want us to know, Emily, before we let you go?
Just thanks for having me, and I hope everybody can come out. I think today's going to be beautiful, and tomorrow as well, so come on out.
Might be the pick of the week. Thanks, Emily.
Thank you.
All right. Appreciate everything she does as well. We've got another 4-H'er right here. Let's go ahead and continue the program. Creed Menon. Creed, good morning.
Good morning.
You've been a 5-year 4-H member. You're just 14 years old, is that right? So you got started when you were 9, kind of young.
Yep, pretty young.
Why did you want to get started in 4-H? Was it something that had been handed down through your family, or did something really pique your interest?
It's something that's my family's done for a while, like 40 years, so it's kind of been handed down to me, and it both piqued my interest, too.
So you go
wanted to do it.
You go to Clinton Central, and I see that you deal in swine. Tell us about your projects this year.
I brought 4 pigs to the county fair, and I got them in March, and I've been working with them for a couple months, and I'm going to be showing them today.
Have you shown swine all 5 years you've been in this?
Yep, all 5 years, and then my first 4 years I did barbecue.
Oh, okay. What was that like?
It was pretty fun. It's on the Saturday. It'll be this Saturday.
The last Saturday, usually.
Yep.
Yeah.
And so you'd cook meats, and it depended if you were in, like, beginner, intermediate, or advanced. So you cooked meats against other people.
Did you enjoy that?
Yeah, it was fun. And you cook them all on a charcoal grill, and you have judges.
I remember last year, or 2 years ago, rather, boy, you could smell it a half mile away. It was nice.
Yep, for sure. There's a lot of cooking going on.
So how many swine did you say you brought? 5, actually, this year?
I actually have 4.
4? All right. And how are you doing?
Pretty good. We'll see how we do today.
Mm-hmm. This is the big one, isn't it? The swine show.
Yep.
And you're gearing up for that. That starts here just a few minutes, doesn't it?
Yep. I'll be getting my pigs ready here after this.
So, what's your favorite memory about going to the state fair?
Probably camping with my family and, like, riding over to the barns and fair every day and working with my pigs and getting ready for the fair. It's a lot of fun at the state fair.
It's a different deal altogether down there, isn't it? It's a totally new experience.
Yep, definitely a lot more people and... It's really fun, though.
Yeah, get out and network and everything. Well, Creed, thanks for stopping by, and best of luck coming up at 9 o'clock this morning.
Thank you.
All right. Creed Menon, he's 14 years old. He's with the Wonder Workers. We've also got Mackenzie. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for stopping by here. Mackenzie's 16 years old. She's with the Country Clovers. Swine and sheep, I see.
Yes.
Tell us about the swine and sheep you brought to this year's fair.
So this year I brought 2 gilts and 2 barrows for pigs, which I will show today. And then for sheep, I brought 4 ewes.
What do you prefer, sheep or swine, or is it a tie?
It's pretty much a tie. It just depends on the day.
I get that. Which one of those two animals does what you want it to do more often?
Definitely this year it seems like it's the sheep.
Okay, yeah. That would have been my guess. So you're 16. You've been in for 8 years. That's literally half your life. What got you started in 4-H?
4-H is a big family thing for me, and I've been showing pigs since I could walk, and it's just been passed through my family for years, and my family raises them, and my dad showed livestock, and so did my uncle, and it's just been a family tradition.
Very good. And I'm guessing you'll probably continue the next 2 years and become a 10-year member?
Yes, I will.
And probably continue on with the swine and sheep, right?
I'm planning on it, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
You ever do any other projects, or you just stick with livestock?
I've done a few other projects. I showed cattle the last 2 years. I didn't this year, and then I did some building projects, but kind of just got too busy for those. So
Ken made a note here. You were the senior showman?
Yes.
Senior showman for sheep. What does that mean exactly?
It means that I won my division in showmanship through the senior class, the age division of mm-hmm. the seniors. So that was a pretty high honor for me.
Yeah, that's awesome. So have you ever been to the state fair?
Yeah, I've been every year, and I'm taking swine and sheep this year.
Gosh, this is old hat to you then, right? No big deal.
Yeah, pretty much.
So do you anticipate performing well coming up here at 9 o'clock?
I hope so. It's just kind of iffy, depending on what the judge's decision is, but we really hope so.
What was it like last summer working through COVID and all of us wearing a mask and not knowing who was underneath that mask necessarily?
It was pretty rough. It got really hot at fair, and it wasn't the most fun thing, but we made it through, and it's just another year that we could say that we did 4-H. So.
Yeah, I'm glad we were able to do that. Did you have to make any big adjustments on the farm because of COVID, or no, because it's pretty open and social distance?
Not really at the farm, but I know that we didn't get to go out much to shows and stuff because they were closed off, and they were private shows if they were any. So the animals did see a lot of difference because their first show coming out was the county fair.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, Mackenzie, best of luck for you at 9 o'clock this morning, and thanks for stopping by and saying hi to us.
Thank you.
All right. That's Mackenzie Smith. Appreciate her stopping by. I want to grab Carter here, too. Carter Klein. Good morning, Carter.
Good morning.
I think I may know your mom, but I don't want you to say her name yet, so I'll ask you off the air here. So you're 14, and you've been in for 5 years. You started when you were actually 9?
Yes, sir. I'm actually a little older because I have a February birthday, so...
Oh, technically, yeah. Yeah, so you're, what, 23 or 24?
I wish.
So, what got you started when you were 9 years old in 4-H? Why did you want to do that?
Well, when I was younger, my uncle was on his 10th year of 4-H showing pigs, and I just thought, wow, that's awesome. I want to do that.
So you are swine and beef predominantly. Tell me about what you brought this year.
I brought a Hereford and an Angus heifer. So I show tomorrow with those. And then I brought a Chester and a Landrace sparrow.
All right. How do you anticipate doing coming up here at 9 o'clock? You feel pretty confident?
Oh, well, I've put in all the work and time, so I'm honestly hoping that it pays off.
Yeah, it's up to the judges now, isn't it? And, tell me a little bit about your work and time with both of your animals. Is this a year-round deal for you?
Somewhat, yeah. You know, you get them when they're little, and you kind of work with them. It's all about trust, to be honest. And you got to be able to trust the animal, and the animal has to be able to trust you.
Yeah, yeah, that's a great quote there. Between swine and beef, which one does more of what you want it to? Is there one that's a little more cantankerous than the other?
Swine definitely is, because swine's way smaller.
Yeah.
Cows can just be sassy.
Well, Carter, I appreciate you stopping by. You go to Clinton Central, and what are you going to be, a freshman or sophomore?
I'm going to be in eighth grade.
Oh, eighth grade. All right. See, I'm already trying to get you grown up with your February birthday. Well, thanks for stopping by and talking to us, and good luck coming up at 9.
Thank you.
All right. Carter Klein, we appreciate that as well. We'll just keep them moving in here. Is it Keely?
Yes.
Keely Click, good morning. She's 16. She's been in 4-H for 6 years. She's with the Country Clovers 4-H Club. That's a pretty big one in that part of the county. What got you started in 4-H when you were 10?
I loved animals, and I loved doing crafts and projects, and I just thought that 4-H was a big part of that, and I could learn and have a learning experience and grow from my crafts and grow with animals and see what it's all about.
So I'm guessing you've enjoyed everything over the last 6 years.
Yes.
So you've got sheep, pigs, and photography, too. What about your photography? What kind of projects did you have this year?
There's different sections of projects. You can do 10 black and white, 10 colored. I have a black and white salon print and a colored salon print also. I've been to State Fair, and from State Fair I've got chosen to be published in an agricultural statistics book before, so it's really easy to get into it and meet new people and go big with it.
So, published at what, when you were 13 or 14, maybe?
13.
Oh, man, that's cool. And that's a big national publication, huh?
Yes.
And you've got a couple copies of that for posterity, right?
Yes.
Okay, good. Tell us about what your sheep and pigs you brought this week.
I'm mentoring pigs this year.
Oh, okay.
I have done pigs in the past. I plan on doing pigs in the future.
Okay.
Sheep. This is probably the best year of sheep I've had. Last year, I did pretty good. I love my sheep, and I love working with the pigs. That's why I mentor pigs this year.
So what's one of your best memories?
My friend that helps me with sheep, Seth Osler, he got taken down by one of my sheep when we first got him.
Oh, no. I'm guessing he was okay. That's why we're talking about it.
Yes.
But it was something you can laugh about now, right?
Yes.
All right. Well, we're glad Seth's okay. Keeley, good luck this week. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
All right. Appreciate that. We're going to hold this over to the 9 o'clock hour here and wrap up our last couple people we're talking to before we take our commercial break. We're going to talk to Graham Osler. Graham is 10 years old with Country Clovers, goes to Clinton Central. You've been in 3 years already, Graham?
I've been in two because Minnie doesn't count. We didn't know that.
All right. Well, I got you a good start, though, right?
Yep.
What made you want to start with 4-H a couple years ago?
Because I like animals, and it just seemed interesting.
So I see a category here I wasn't aware of. Legos? Tell me about that. Mm-hmm. I love still playing with Legos. I'm 47 years old.
So you basically, they give you like a sheet of paper for like requirements, and then you build that, and then you just basically build whatever they tell you to. And
okay. What'd you build this year?
A robot.
Oh, okay. How big is it?
Like this big.
Oh, okay.
Not that big.
A lot of detail work, though, probably, I'm guessing.
A little bit.
You feel pretty confident about it? It might be a top spot this year?
No, because we already looked at it, and it was a blue room. I mean, it's not bad, but...
Right, right. Pretty good competition, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So you've also got sheep and pigs and woodworking. What about woodworking? What did you bring this year?
I made a napkin holder.
Oh, very good. Okay. What tools did you use to do that?
A router, miter saw, C-clamp, wood glue, and...
That's probably about it.
Yeah.
So what about your sheep and pigs? Tell us that real quick here.
I'm thinking about doing sheep next year because they're strong.
Mm-hmm. And you going to participate in the swine show this year then?
Yep.
All right. So that's coming up right now then. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right. Graham Osler, 10 years old with Country Clovers at Clinton Central. Again, this is Wylo's Party Line. Thank you so much for joining us. We've got a full next couple days for you here shortly. We're going to sit down and talk with State Senator Brian Buchanan, and then we may squeeze in a few more 4-H'ers as well. We'll go ahead and take a quick commercial break while we've got the time here. I want to thank our sponsors, Encompass Credit Union, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance. Come on over here, Kane. I'll get you in here. Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, Ivy Tech Community College, Brett Capps, your Edward Jones Advisor, Simple Time Antiques, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, and Welty Custom Exteriors. Hang on back at the studio. We got one more interview here for 4-H. We've got Kane Martin. Actually, I saw you. I posted a story on Clinton County Daily News on you yesterday.
Yeah, I talked with your woman there. A great time.
Cindy, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Cindy is awesome. So she took a photo of you, got a nice interview with you. You're with the Sugar Creek Crickets. So you're 17 and you've been in for 9 years?
Yep, almost my 10th year already, man.
What made you want to do it when you were like 8?
Well, it was just like... Well, like I said, my dad was kind of a big influence on that. When he was with his parents and everything, and mainly his grandparents, he worked with pigs and everything. They had a pretty lively farm, and he thought, you know, I went through that. I think this would be a really good thing for the children. And at first, I'll admit, I was terrified.
Yeah.
Wasn't something I ever done before. And I'll admit, my first year was kind of a test of waters thing, but once I started getting into it, I got to say, I've loved it ever since, especially my poultry. I just... Being the animals, it's just, I don't know, I think it's helped me build up a good character over the years, at the very least. It's a good time.
Good deal. You can learn a lot from 4-H about life lessons,
absolutely.
You know, that's for sure. So, it says here your best memory was the first time getting a poultry grand champ. I know you love your chickens.
I do.
So tell me about your first getting a grand champ and then what you brought this year.
Got it. Americally, my first grand champ was when I was 7, and that was with my Jersey Giant Cockerel, meaning he was under a year old. And I'll admit, to say how surprised I got it was a bit of an understatement. I never got one before. I just got blue ribbons, red ribbons, and I just saw this, you know, this lady came up to me with this big, fat, purple ribbon. I go like, what's this? I thought it was looking for somebody else.
Right, right.
She says, this is yours. I went, oh, okay, thanks.
Well, that's quite motivation to win first time you're out.
I know, right?
You know?
And this year was even better because this is the first time I actually got a banner and plaque.
Okay.
Because I got a Master Showman. And with that, this is the first time I ever actually had a full banner and plaque. I mean, I've got Grand Champs before, I got Reserve Champs, but never a banner and a plaque. And to me, I think that's a real hallmark in my poultry career, I guess
yeah,
you could say.
That's pretty awesome. Kane Martin, 17 years old, thanks for stopping by, man.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate it.